I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Feel it. I can feel it. It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Feeling the good vibes. Just feeling the vibes.
Oh.
It's like an almost Friday vibe.
Oh,
it's
right.
Thursday. But we're getting there.
It's Thursday.
I actually woke up for about 5 minutes this morning. And I was thinking it was Friday.
Mm.
It's a harsh, you know, it's a little come to Jesus. It's only Thursday.
One more day. Oh, wait. Two more days. Fudge.
Still only one more wake up. Disneyland tickets. Let's do this. Right now, take the word spooky, S-P-O-O-K-Y, and text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win a four-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a four-pack of three-day, one-park-per-day tickets and a two-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is spooky. 20357 is the contest line. 7:05 this morning, like right about now, till 6:05 this afternoon. We've got code words for you if you want Disney tickets. This is where you get them. This part of the show is brought to you by Third Love. Third Love has temp sync bras and undies with patented technology to regulate your body temperature. They help you out. You're having a hot flash? Your boobs stay nice and cool. Get $20 off at thirdlove.com. I don't know.
No, I mean,
they're for your boobs.
That's great.
Yeah. That's the new tagline.
Yeah. That's right. For your boobs.
Keeps your boobs cool.
Yeah. Third Love's like, no, that's not, please stop. I am a huge fan of their stuff, though. Honestly, so comfortable. It's my go-to. I've had a couple of Third Love bras in the past. I still have them and I've used them. And I just got this new one it has like this wide band that goes underneath your boobs, and it's so comfortable. And the material is just, it's so soft. It's so nice. Really, really nice. Third Love. Get a bra from them. I saw this thing on BuzzFeed this morning, and I was reading through it, and I actually thought there are way more than this. So I did my own little quick thing with chatty yippity do. What does he call it? Chat yippity.
Chat yippity.
Chat yippity.
Is the name of a baby in Colombia now.
Yes. Is it? They love ChatGPT and they welcome the AI
era
to our world.
Right.
But here are some of the highlights from the BuzzFeed one. These are a celebrity puts out a memoir And you know, there's always got to be, and these are the blurbs you usually hear too. These are the things that make the news, mm-hmm. whether or not you've read a memoir. A lot of times you've heard these things because they become part of what we talk about when we talk about that person. This one's fun. It's not fun. Whoopi Goldberg had a massive cocaine addiction and was once found with it all over her face on the floor of a hotel closet. I guess she just finally passed out. It's weird to be laying down with cocaine on your face, you know, because you're usually really wide awake.
Have you ever passed out from cocaine?
Sometimes you do get to the end. And you...
Oh, so you mean that is like one of those...
You just haven't slept for so long.
47 hours and I finally keeled over.
Right.
Got it.
That's what I'm assuming happened here. And I mean, Whoopi Goldberg, she's very rich. She's famous. People are always looking to stoke out a celebrity, right?
As big a problem as I have with alcohol, you can keep that crap. I don't like that. I don't like how it feels. And I also don't like when you're that strung out, like...
Yeah.
I just want to be kinda off.
Shaky and jonesy.
And I don't want to have that, like, I got to have more or I'm going to crash and be so...
And it actually hurts to do it now, but I don't care. I'm going to keep on going.
I don't like it. Yuck.
Rebel Wilson, she actually accused, you remember this? She accused Sacha Baron Cohen of inappropriate behavior
yes.
and sexual harassment on the set of Grimsby. Another one here. This is from BuzzFeed's list of surprising confessions from celebrity memoirs. Cher was talking about how she had suicidal thoughts from being trapped in a loveless marriage to Sonny Bono. I had never heard that.
This is the first I'm hearing of that.
Yeah. Brooke Shields, this was a big story maybe a year or so back. She went in to have a labia reduction and the guy wound up giving her a vaginal tightening procedure and was like, that one's on the house. And she was pretty bummed about it. Like, didn't quite know what to say in the moment and is just, you know, coming out of a surgery. But he did a procedure on her lady bits without her consent. And she talked a lot about that as she was marketing that book. Amy Schumer, she said a lot of things, actually, and she did them in a series of essays, too. Amy Schumer talks about an abusive relationship when she was younger where the guy pushed her on the hood of a parked car and threatened her with a kitchen knife. John Stamos, this is really no surprise, and it's actually very tragic. He says when he learned of Bob Saget's death, he fell to his knees in a parking lot when he got the news. Just, they were very close. Molly Shannon, who you probably know from SNL, but she also, am I right? Molly Shannon's the one who, she plays the controlling mother-in-law on the first season of White Lotus. She's also in Only Murders in the Buildings, playing like a Hollywood studio head or a big wig. So she does parts. You see her here and there, but she's mostly known from her time on SNL.
And Superstar.
Yeah, Superstar.
And...
Mm-hmm. Is she in season 3 of Only Murders in the Building? Because I haven't seen her on that show.
She's in season 4, I believe.
Oh, okay. That's why I haven't seen her on that show.
She is, there is actually going to be a show made about their podcast, and the casting is hilarious.
Oh, cool.
It's like Zach Galifianakis. Who's the chick? She's a Latina chick, and she was on Desperate Housewives. Eva Longoria. And then I can't remember who the third person is who's going to play Steve Martin's character. But anyway, so
that's pretty fun. Okay,
casting is super fun.
Okay.
And she's like the head of the studio.
That's where she turns
up. What if we did something different with this? So she, in her memoir, Molly Shannon, she described a car accident she survived where her mom, her baby sister, and her cousin all passed.
Whoa.
What a crazy thing to go through. That's like Mariska Hargitay. Wasn't she like, I don't think everybody, and I think her mom died. Her mom was like a famous...
Jane Mansfield.
There you go. And I want to say they got her sister out of the car, or the sister was able to get out of the car, and she was a baby, like in a, I don't know, some kind of restraint. And they kind of forgot that she was even there. Like, they found her later. Where's our sister?
Huh.
I'm still here in the car. with
her,
mom.
Her documentary that's on, I believe, Max, is really good. And it talks about her mom and just her life in general.
That's Marissa Hargitay. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a good watch.
What's it called? It's one word. It's like a. That
I think
is
it's
a good
called My Mom Jane.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yes. That's what it is. Three words. Elliot Page, who used to be Ellen Page.
Yes.
He put out a memoir and said that a famous actor at a party said he'd, I'll F you to make you realize you're not gay. He also says that he had a secret romance with Kate Mara while she was with Max Minghella.
Did he say who the celebrity was
he
that
did
said
not say,
I can?
Apparently he didn't because they didn't put it in this story. This is just a collection of stuff from BuzzFeed. Jeanette McCurdy, who played Sam on the Nickelodeon show iCarly, you've heard of her because she wrote a book called I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Yes, I do know that.
Where this comes from. Mm-hmm. And she had many vocal complaints about her treatment at Nickelodeon. And she was great on that show. I don't even think she's maybe not even in the business anymore. Nickelodeon offered her $300,000 as a thank you gift. Now sign here on this NDA.
Mm.
You can never talk about your experience. And she said, no, keep your money. I got stuff to say.
Oh.
They got some stuff about Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry was Chandler Bing. We were talking about him a little bit yesterday. We talk about him all the time, I guess. He comes up. His relationship with alcohol began as a teenager. And then as I was doing some research on this particular story, thinking there's more than just these few, he was saying he took up to 55 Vicodin a day. And nearly died when his colon burst, which doesn't that supposedly slow everything down? Like when you're on those oxys and Vicodins and
If you get them in the hospital, they give you a softener to take with it so that doesn't happen.
As in, do not allow that to.
Yes.
He almost, his colon burst. Elvis style.
Elvis died though. I mean, that's the story. He died on the toilet, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had a colostomy bag for a while.
I guess you'd have to, right? If you had to repair that.
And that's one of the things that happens to drug addicts and alcoholics is you get clean for a minute and take a look around and go, what have I done? Like, I mean, can you imagine there's one of the biggest stars in the world and he's being fitted for a poop sack.
Yeah.
And it's just awful to think, done to yourself, dude. This isn't like the unlucky reality of being human. And the human condition, which is we are frail.
Right.
Strong, but also.
An addiction is.
In a snap.
Is
right?
No joke. Like, it's desperately horrible.
It's like Sarah says, if you're breathing, you're wealthy.
Yeah, I do always say that.
Breathe it
and
in.
The sunrise was really pretty this morning.
Don't feel poor.
Just saw it. It was good. Nope, you're wealthy. Drew Barrymore. We've all heard a lot of stories about Drew Barrymore. She says that she was in rehab at age 13 for alcohol. She says the first time she tried weed was when she was how many years old?
I'm going to say 7.
11.
10.
10 is the exactly right answer.
Oh, that's 2 points.
You know, there's a lot of tragedies here. But to me, it's like, what situation does a 10-year-old big star find herself in where someone thinks is smoking weed around her and hands her a joint? Like, where are the people who are supposed to be protecting her?
Well, first of all, they're probably absent and have problems of their own. Second of all, I would say there was a different time where other people, other grownups wouldn't take up for that child. They'd look away and go, that's not my business. And now parents would go, I'm calling the cops. And you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It's a totally different world. I was trying to find it.
You hope.
Drew Barrymore, known for her childhood stardom and unconventional upbringing, frequented Studio 54 as a child with her mother. This is the club in the country of the times in the 70s. And she was there at how old? 11. 12.
Oh my God.
13. Seen with
a massive star. So they're like, she's a VIP. Let her in.
Taking pictures with other big celebrities in a club.
Here, try this, Drew. You'll like this.
Let me see if I can get this This is her at Studio 54. She's a little girl.
She's a tot. And she is wearing a sweatshirt and tights, dancing her ass off on the floor. That is just ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
That is, she looks younger than my oldest. She's probably 10 or 11.
I will say, huge kudos to Drew Carey. To Drew Carey.
He is awesome.
He is awesome, actually.
Cleveland rocks.
Let me start this over. Edit this out in post. Huge kudos to Drew Barrymore, who could have been another Hollywood tragedy story and somehow has completely transcended all of this stuff that has happened to her and is a successful person and a mother and seems happy.
To answer your question, as you were saying, where are the people who are supposed to be protecting this girl? Her mom, Jade, had a complete lack of boundaries and absolutely contributed to the problems that this girl eventually had and had to recover from.
Yeah. Is it her dad or her grandfather who was John Barrymore? Who
I believe
was like
it's
big,
her grandfather.
Big actor. Maybe he would have been just as bad of an influence. Who the hell knows? Then here's a few things that, as I asked ChatGPT, I'm like, there's other stuff. And I'm reminded, Britney Spears says she got pregnant with Justin Timberlake's baby and had an abortion while they were together. Prince Harry writes about losing his virginity behind a pub and details a frostbitten todger. That would hurt. Jada Pinkett Smith reveals that in her book that she and Will Smith have quietly lived separate lives since 2016. That was just a few years ago. Andre Agassi talking about using crystal meth in 1997, and he lied to the ATP, that must be like the pro tennis panel, after a failed test. He lied. Nah, that's not.
Well, that's
it
what
was
you
Dexatrim.
Do.
What? I mean,
come on.
Yeah. Mariah Carey confirms a Derek Jeter fling while still married and says songs like The Roof were about him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know,
so she was
funny?
Married to...
I think... He was married.
Or no, was he, Jeter didn't marry
right,
until
right.
long after.
So who would she have still been to? Nick.
It would have been Nick
Cannon.
Wait, maybe it was that first guy. What's that? Tommy Mottola was her first husband.
Yeah,
because
I'm
right?
wondering, like, when was she? Because she was like with Derek Jeter for a minute there. Right?
I don't know. I don't know
whatever.
That story.
It's all in her book.
Yeah,
probably called Butterfly. Knowing her. And Matthew McConaughey says he was blackmailed into sex at 15 and molested at 18. Oh, one more note on John Stamos. He recalls walking in on his then-girlfriend, Terry Copley, getting with Tony Danza.
Walked in on his...
Walked in on his girlfriend at the
I'm
time.
I'm so glad I've never seen that. Like
that's
that,
got to be heartbreaking.
You know, as you sort of talk with people about different things that have happened in your life, and you can say, oh, that happened to me too. I'm glad I can't have that and say, yeah, I walked in on the lady I loved.
Loving someone else.
Yeah. Oh,
I know.
Right.
Talk about an arrow to the heart.
Stab me right in the heart, man.
Oh, my God. Ah. We'd knock the breath out of you.
And then what do you do? After you,
obviously,
burst into tears.
You murder the guy and not her.
I'm going to go home.
I am home.
Oh, no.
I
can't even go to my room.
Get out of here. You're
They're crying. In there.
Yeah. In our bed. Oh. Awful.
Ouch.
All right, that's it for that. BuzzFeed has a whole thing of them, but there's plenty more. Everybody writes a memoir at some point. In fact, didn't Paris Hilton write a memoir recently where she was talking about, she was in this... They sent her away to one of those wilderness camps, where really troubled teens get, they get taken in the middle of the night. And she was like, that place, I think she testified in front of Congress about it.
Oh,
those places need to be shut down. Like the things that happen to these kids there are like you name it, really bad things happen.
And I agree that those kinds of things shouldn't happen. But I also know that parents don't do that with glee in their heart.
No.
They do that as... I am at my absolute end.
I'm trying to save you.
Yeah, I am at...
I'm not trying to punish you even. I'm
right.
trying to save you.
So I understand. I've never been there. I don't know. But I feel like you need to mention in that same sentence that parents are at their... They don't know. They think their kid's going to die.
Right.
She mentions that in the book that to this day, her mom can't say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. Her mom says, we didn't know what else to do. We were afraid we were going to lose you.
Mm-hmm.
And I should also say there are programs that don't that kids go to and have incredible life-changing experiences for that. In fact, I know one. And
Outward Bound's a good one.
Oh, I don't know Outward Bound.
I had a friend, his parents sent him to Outward Bound like 3 times. It didn't take, but he had a good time.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag, everyone. Is, you know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Anyway, Paris Hilton.
He had a good time.
A good time. Oh, this is fun.
So he's being kidnapped from his bed and he's like, you guys, Sam.
We're going on a boat this time.
Can we order blueberry pancakes right now? I'm ready.
You'll have to earn them.
It reminds me of Heavyweights before the camp gets taken over by Ben Stiller when it's just like a party. It's supposed to be a fat camp. Have you guys never seen this?
No.
What?
A Ben Stiller movie? Oh my God.
Heavyweights.
Okay. Write it down. Go put it on the list. That actually sounds great to me. Just a little bit that you said. I'm like, I love this. I love this story. I love Ben Stiller. I'll watch anything Ben Stiller's
it's
in.
It's a masterpiece.
Mm-mm-mm. Ben Stiller looks so young in the Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh, yes. You
don't realize how old we're all getting until you see Ben Stiller in the Royal Tenenbaums. Like, oh my God, he's a child. He barely looks older than his kids. He's just taller. Paris Hilton.
And barely that.
I know. Barely. Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Who you know from her sex tape and her show, The Surreal Life. And also, there's been plenty of unflattering videos that she's put out over the years. And she's also a DJ and a singer. She has a new children's show. You get to, it's a little girl named Star. She's 12 years old. This is animated. She is not the voice of the little girl. However, she does sing the theme song. So if you start at the very beginning.
Meet Paris Star. Everyone calls me Star because I sparkle like a star. I starkle. And her pups. Diamond. What? Baby. Rock. Slivington.
Slivington.
And Bijou.
I can help you, Star.
I love you pups so much. Inspiring everyone to embrace their inner star.
Okay.
All right. So it's her life. It's called Paris and Pups. It features this 12-year-old girl named Star, which was Paris's childhood nickname, and her 5 dogs. The actual Paris says, I've dreamed of bringing my love for animals to life on screen for as long as I can remember. And now, as a mom to 2 little animal lovers, it feels like the perfect time. This show isn't just about cute dogs. It's about love, friendship, chasing your dreams, and living your best life. That's Sliving, in case you're wondering. Paris and Pups is a YouTube show. It debuts on September 23rd, and they call it literally the best new show out there because I starkle. So there you go.
Thank you.
Sure. Did you like that?
Well,
Paris and Pups.
It's probably
the very beginning again.
It's got a good message. It sounds like it's probably not the worst thing in the world.
By the way, she's a little rich girl. There it is. That's Paris Hilton. Apparently, she goes from place to place and lives in hotel rooms. And that's
Hilton.
Yeah, right. That is. She's supposed to mirror her life and her great attitude. Anyway, the official trailer, I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Enjoy. It is a YouTube show. And it's funny because not long ago, I would have been like, YouTube. Okay. A show on YouTube. Oh, there's tons of shows on YouTube. YouTube is fully a thing. My kid was like, I don't need any. I have YouTube. What else? I don't need anything else. I'm like, but what about? No, I don't need it. I can find it. Even if I find it in chunks, it's all on YouTube. I'm like, oh, okay. Now I know. All right, Ben, what do you got coming up?
You're hooking up with someone, but why do you never hook up again?
Oh.
After these.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Thanks, Bob! Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to subscribe.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today and your first month is $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. That's jumpstartmd.com. Thank you, Sarah.
You are always welcome, my darling.
Hot today. Another hot one. Yesterday was a scorcher and we got another one today. Hot and sunny.
Oh,
blue skies overhead here in San Francisco. Beautiful. Also, happy back to school day to my kids and all the children of the world.
Hopefully your kids are lined up right now for class.
Fill your brain up with all that stuff. They're offering it to you. Mm-hmm. They want you to have it.
The Put it teachers, in your bucket.
They worked really hard trying to pry this, wedge this stuff into your ear hole and have it stick in your brain. Mm. Get in there and let them do their jobs and you guys do yours. Sponge it all right up.
Nice.
Here's what's happening. Now, Sarah,
Yara.
There are times when we talk about relationships and I think Sarah didn't do this stuff this way. She just didn't do it that way.
Yeah, so, I had very few boyfriends.
It's sometimes the stories that I have in front of me aren't fitting. And you're nice and you're a sport and you usually try to participate. But this is one where I thought, okay, you were kind of a hookup lady. You hooked up with boys. You were like, yeah, I'll hang out with that guy and we'll see.
I only had maybe like three or four long, any kind of longish term. Like I had a boyfriend when I was a sophomore and a junior in high school. He was from another town, Mike Rodell. We were both virgins.
And he took yours.
No, he didn't take
yours. He didn't take yours. No. What's the guy's name that took yours?
Mike Barolini. And actually, I kind of count him as a boyfriend because he was taking me out and we were doing stuff for 6 months before I finally gave it up. And then he never called me again. And I'm like, oh, something wrong with me. This is broken down here. I didn't love him, but he'd be like, I love you. You'll do anything. We got to do that one thing. I mean, he would say what it was.
Right.
Yeah. You got to love me. And I was like, no, no, no. And I'm like, well, I'm almost 17. I'll just do it. Whatever. So it wasn't like my heart was broken. I was more like, oh, no. He got the milk for free. And then he was like, I don't like that milk. I'm like, oh, man.
I'm really surprised that he, after 6 months of, you must have been making out and.
Oh, yeah.
How he had any kind of ability to last for even a minute after all that buildup.
Yeah, it 17. Wasn't. I can't even remember how long it went on for, but I do remember it was not great, obviously. You know, it was my first time.
Right.
But it was very, I don't know. That is so not the part that what I remember is, oh my God, this guy, we didn't have ghosted in the time, but that's what that guy did. He ghosted me. I met him. I worked at Sears, Roebuck and Company. It's an old timey place where people used to get work.
It's a hotshot job for the young people of the 70s.
Yes, exactly. I was a total hotshot working at Sears. The funniest part about working at Sears was, you know, moms would drag their kids to Sears to get a suit and some dress shoes. Like
anything. Everything. Kind
of, right.
A basketball and a new suit.
Right.
That's what
and
we need.
And a wrench.
Right.
And a dryer. and some rugs. Like Sears. Like the ultimate department store. And it would be so funny because I would see people that I worked with and that I went to high school with all the time. And I swear to God, they had never seen me out of context. Like I was working at Sears. And then afterward, I remember this one kid, his name was Michael Schwartz. Maybe it was Peter Schwartz. But he was a kid. I never had a conversation with him in school. And after he saw me at Sears, he would like come up to me at school and be like, hey.
You're a person.
You exist.
I saw you. You had a name tag on. You're obviously Sarah.
I don't even know your name. Are you Michael or Peter? I was like, wow. Hi, I guess.
People online are talking about the pettiest reasons they stopped hooking up with someone. Now, I will say I certainly have a couple, you know, flings or whatever you want to call them, but it really wasn't my MO. I actually believed that I hope it goes well. I'd like to see you again. That's at least in my head. I'm thinking I'd like this to go well in hopes that we'll do this more.
Yes. So these are like they got the ick. And that was the last time they were like, I'm not doing that again.
She got mad that I never viewed her Instagram stories. As in, didn't look at my posts. And she didn't want to hang out anymore. You're not frequenting my Instagram enough. That is a very modern reason.
And that's why the guy got dumped.
She got mad that I never viewed her Instagram stories. I barely used Instagram. It's not my thing. What's the problem? Right. Well, it's a problem for her.
Yeah.
She.
You don't care about me.
Is crafting her stories to look good in your eyes and then she never sees your name in her history.
And they go away in 24 hours. You need to be constantly monitoring what I'm posting.
She's silly. She has no idea how a diamond in the rough, a guy who's not creeping on Instagram and scrolling or have a social media presence, that's a green flag.
You want that.
Yeah.
I would have expected her to totally agree with the person that said, you're not looking at my posts. That's awesome.
No, and actually, you make a really good point. I felt this. I'm like, well, I'll probably get dumped for that too because I'm not looking at anybody's Instagram. but you actually make a really good point. Like, that is not necessarily a bad, because I'll tell you something. John will get, his friends will send him a TikTok, and then I see him, he's over on TikTok. And I go look and I'm like, yep, another practically naked lady doing some dance on TikTok. I'm like, are you having fun? He's like, this chick is so hot. I'm like, she's AI. And 9 times out of 10, she is
AI. Why you got to do that? You don't got to do that.
He's like, I don't care.
Well,
I said, that's hot.
It's funny. I would care. I'd be like, oh, she's fake.
You can't tell. You can barely tell. It's just, I'm like, she's too perfect. Look at the shadow.
If you told me that, it would ruin it for me.
Oh. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're ever on TikTok,
I'm not.
Half of what you see is fake.
Don't worry.
Yeah. I'm going to ruin it for you before you can even get on there.
I was talking to a lady a little bit a few months ago.
Were you?
And she got upset.
What? That What's her name?
I didn't. I'm keeping that quiet.
All right.
All right. She got upset that I wasn't looking at all the, she started sending me just videos all the time on DM and me, just videos of, I don't even know what. And obviously it's like, I just nothing that I'm interested in.
How can you tell if somebody has looked at your?
Well, I'm supposed to like it and respond you know, put a heart by it or something.
My dad sends me videos,
please.
3 or 4 videos a day. And I never, well, once in a while I'll look at them, but I mostly don't.
She just winked. She doesn't look at them at all, Gentry.
Well, Dad, once in a while I will. But that's
a deal breaker for me, though. Like, if you're getting upset that I'm not liking your stuff, you're DMing me, then
yeah, if you want to talk to me, text me.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah, don't send me.
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Have you kissed this lady?
Truth for once.
Yes.
We kissed her.
We went on a couple dates.
And after kissing her, you didn't feel like participating in her DMs.
Yes.
You were like, I don't want to watch those.
Yes.
So the kiss wasn't good or just...
No, it was fine. I mean, she's fine. Fine. Good looking.
Other stuff happen?
Maybe. Some stuff happened.
Oh, yeah. But not all the stuff?
But the DMs to me, it was just too much. I'm like, if you're legitimately upset because I'm not liking the videos you send me, this isn't going anywhere.
Could you express to someone, I don't communicate through, if you want to talk to, I don't look at my DMs, I don't, or could you say something like that?
But that's how she communicates. That's her love language. She wants to, she thinks she thought
I'm
of
thinking
you when
of you
she watched
and sending
this.
You stuff, yeah. Mm. I'm telling you things through other people's videos.
Didn't work for me.
It wasn't a good fit. I think that's fair.
So if you send somebody a video on through a DM, I thought that was just that you had tagged them in that video.
No, you can send them a DM.
Oh, you actually send it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right. I didn't understand.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sorry.
These are people online talking about the pettiest reasons they stopped hooking up with someone.
Okay.
You know, the old hookup.
Yeah.
I've never, ever, I mean, I take that back. I have. But I really always think I would want to see this person again. The only one was that divorcee lady.
Yeah.
That was the one where I was like, lady, you're a grown up. I'm 18. I have sand in my shorts. Like, mm-hmm. Why are you wanting to see me again? What's wrong with you?
You're amazing.
I ended it with the first girl that had sex with me like a couple times because she got a really bad haircut.
Yeah, Vinny's broken up with girls over haircuts.
That happened.
Before. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was in seventh grade and I did not and had not, you know.
But he took away. She comes around the corner with her fancy new haircut and he goes, ugh!
I did not. That is not what you weren't there.
Yes, I was. Did.
When you started the story, I was already excited for the things Maddie was going to share about why he's broken up with people.
Tell us more.
I stopped dating a girl once because she, at dinner, just expressed her hatred for the Rolling Stones. And not that I'm like a huge fan, but I'm like, this will never go anywhere. If you can't hate the Rolling Stones. You can dislike them, but like not hate them. And that was no good.
You know what? I have to say I'm in Maddie's camp. If someone was like actively crapping on some band that I loved.
Yeah.
Did she know?
She just doesn't like them. I don't want to like her.
It's almost better than being indifferent to your favorite band where she's like, doesn't sound like anything to me. At least she has an emotional response.
Yeah, but now I can't ask the kitchen bitch to play my Rolling Stones mix anymore.
Yeah, you can. You know?
I'm allowed to
suck it up.
Break up for whatever reason I want to.
That's true.
Okay, bad manners, eating badly. That's one. Ugh.
Bad manners is on this list. This person says, I stopped hooking up with this guy because he never said thanks to anyone for anything ever.
Ooh, that actually would, I would not be into that person.
Therapy. Prescribe it.
I stopped hooking up with this person because they littered.
Oh, I would
litter
also,
bugs.
I would be like, my jaw would drop. Like, what did you just do? You're not my kind of person.
I would need to stick around long enough to fix that because, you know, just long enough to get that out of the system.
You're that one.
No, but just for the world. We'll I'm like, fix why are you, littering?
You got to love when a lady says, I'm going to put on my tool belt and I am going to, I'm going to repair
I'm gonna
this man.
I'm
going to
leave you better than I found you.
Only a lady.
Upper.
Only a lady.
She's not wrong. That would be a service to all the women who came after you, but honestly.
And mankind in general.
Sure. Don't waste your
litter
time.
Bugs. Yuck.
Litter bug. Really? Did you just throw something out of the car?
Baby talk. I hate baby talk.
I hate baby talk.
I'm an adult. Speak to me like an adult. Mm. These are reasons people stopped hooking up with someone.
Yeah.
So no, it never became boyfriend, girlfriend because of these reasons.
Right.
Let's see.
Do you want me to give you a little tickle? Tickle you, baby?
Is that a quote?
Whatever.
From that
no, just
that you...
oh my God, that guy. I was like, did you just call me Sawa?
What the num num, Sarah?
Mm. Mm. She didn't want me to get a phone case with Carlton from the Fresh Prince on it. I realized she didn't share my sense of whimsy and fun.
It's not like anyone would accidentally pick up your phone and walk off with it. I mean, that would be something. I've never seen a Carlton. Is he doing the dance? Is it a whole...
Is it holographic? Like, when you move it?
I actually like this. I might date that guy.
You know, I realize it's almost like a fake thing that people are trying to partner up because they remove people for the pettiest... I get it. You don't want to be with someone who doesn't like the Rolling Stones. All right. I get it. It won't work for you. But the Carlton.
Like, who cares what the guy's phone case is? I can't bring you home to my parents with Carlton on there. They'll be like, what's wrong with that guy? Why is he so weird?
She had this silly oversized beret that I thought was an occasional fashion choice, but it turned out to be a personality piece she wore all the time.
Oh, a hat.
The hat.
Maddie breaks up with her too.
Yep.
Maddie says no. If you're a lady with a hat, no.
No.
Some people do have their hat that they wear.
From the foray, breaking up because of an annoying laugh, done that.
Yes.
Who was that? Janet.
Janice.
On Friends.
And this was a girl from Long Island, and she had that same, yeah, she had that laugh, and I'm like, no.
Oh, just, Chandler.
Nope.
Didn't she also do Joey?
Oh. She hooks up with Ross.
It's Ross.
Oh, right. Yes. Ding, ding.
Chandler, what we have, it's like movie love.
Good job.
Very well done.
Yeah. You got a job doing that. Keep it up.
Nice.
I'll move on now. That's
fun. I like that one.
We mind that one, though. Yeah. Four ways we make ourselves dumber every day. This is from Psychology Today.
All right. Four ways we make ourselves. We all do this.
Not all of us do all of them, but yes.
Okay.
Not treating your brain like a muscle. It isn't a muscle, but you can train it like one. Mm. Most people think of their brain like it's a fixed thing. But studies have shown just knowing you can train your brain to improve cognition tends to help make it happen. If you don't do it, you might just slowly decline.
Do they give examples of that? Like one of the things I do every day is the New York Times Spelling Bee. I try to get to genius within 3 minutes. I go as fast as I can.
You do tons of this stuff.
I do.
That's not the only thing. You count the lights between here and home. Like the things that you do.
There are 40 and I hit 22 of them today.
Who?
What?
Knows that about their current commute? How many lights between you and work and how many of them you hit?
And I don't count the blinking red lights because I do the California roll. I just can't. I won't stop. If I don't come to a complete stop, I don't count it as I stopped at that light. I stopped at so many GD lights today. It was unbelievable. Ugh. Almost half, Vinny.
It's really impressive.
I don't do it every day.
I know, but some days still, I do. The idea that you could even... Kind of. Even if you made it up just now, you went so smoothly into it.
No, 11/20.
Anyway,
11/20.
Four ways we make ourselves dumber every day. Not treating our brain like a muscle or working it and exercising it. And I believe in that. That's why I took up guitar and I learned sort of the theory as opposed to just, you know, AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long. I think that you exercise your brain.
Yes. That is like math, too. Theory is math.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Not getting enough sleep. These are ways we make ourselves dumber every day. Even just one night of bad sleep can make you dumber.
I agree with that.
It slows you down.
And man, it's almost like if you have one night of bad sleep, you had this anxiety going into the next night of sleep. Mm-hmm. And that can actually really affect you getting that. Like last week was one of the worst weeks of sleep of my whole life. So this week I've just been like doing... I have all these little things that I think on. And
it's so ridiculous.
I tried this thing. I was reading somewhere, like, pretend you're walking down a dirt road. You're walking slowly. No one's hurrying you. It's a nice day. You're out in nature. Just in your mind, be walking down that street. And be okay with the things that pop up on the sides of the street. Explore. And I'm telling you, I was out in 2 seconds after starting walking down this road. I don't remember. I hardly even remember anything I saw on it.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really neat. It's just like totally occupied my mind, which is what I need.
On the list of four ways we make ourselves dumber every day, booze. You're not just dumber when you're drunk. Drinking too much and too often can greatly affect your brain function long term.
I'm in big trouble when I retire.
And
I'm drinking every day. Just like one cocktail at 5, what?
You're lucky. Good for you. Hope that works out for you.
Me too.
If I could just drink one drink a day, I'd probably have mine at 6 a.m, but...
There's the problem. And there it is.
And I'd want
tomorrow's drink right now, too. Let's just go with that.
The longest mug ever made in the history of mankind.
He's got a 50-gallon barrel, a 55-gallon drum on a dolly. There, I got my one drink.
How you doing?
Yeah. With an L on your forehead.
Courtney Love, I did an interview with her once, and she was saying she had one wine a day, and she had a big gulp. Like, she really did do that, big gulp cup. And that was her one wine a day she could have.
And lastly on the list, according to Psychology Today, the ways we make ourselves dumber every day, not having enough structure in your day. Mm. Our brains thrive on purpose and deadlines. Without them, we're less focused and less creative. A study in 2021 found procrastinating too much can have measurable effects on brain function.
Wow.
When do we do things, kids?
Right now.
Right now.
Mm. Or tomorrow.
No, no,
on
no,
going on
no,
today.
No.
I feel like, I'm kind of busy today. No. Like, I can put that off.
No, you're not.
Why do today what you can put off till tomorrow? I'm pretty sure that's how the saying
goes. Okay, what's coming up on the trash, Sarah?
Jamie Lee Curtis posts a thirst trap and breaks the internet, and it's awesome.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.